Okay, everybody, here we are in lesson 88. Really important lesson. We're looking at the verse in 2 Timothy 3:16 to really understand God's personal investment that he's put into his Bible. In Charles Ryrie's book, A Survey of Bible Doctrine, he goes through for us exactly what this verse means, what God is talking about when he's explaining through Paul the value and the investment he's put into the Bible. The first thing it says, well, first let's read the verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, Dr. Ryrie makes the point that it used to be years ago that all you needed to say that was the Bible is inspired, and that was enough for people. Then you needed to add the fact that it was plenary, in other words, in its entirety it was inspired. And then you also had to add verbally in its content, and then you had to add infallible in its accuracy, because more and more the Bible's been so maligned that it become necessary to really explain what God is saying when he comes to telling us that it's an inspired book. So let's look at this. Okay, God breathed. Click on the screen. God personally breathed the words into the author's hearts and minds. And then secondly, plenary in its entirety. God personally wrote the entire Bible from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 22. God wrote the Bible. And then verbal. God personally chose and the Holy Spirit communicated the very words that are in the Bible. And then finally, accuracy. God personally gave us complete 100% truth. If you turn to the first one on God breathed, on inspired, it's a 2 Peter. It says that knowing this first, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. God actually breathed the words into his people that spoke the words of God's, his prophets. If we then look at plenary, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus himself said it this way: Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God is the one who's provided every word in the Bible. When we talk about verbal, if we turn to Revelation in chapter 22, God actually says towards the end of his book in verse 19 that if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part in the book of life from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book, because this is his words. And then finally, infallible in its accuracy. If you go to Psalms and you go to the 119th Psalm, throughout the 119th Psalm, you find verses about the accuracy of the Bible. But here in this one, God says specifically in 119, verse 160, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. That's what God means that he has invested in his Bible and that it's his. That's lesson 88.